Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that there is a great new column that has been written by a guy named Ed West, who is a British conservative who I had been unaware of until now. The piece is called America Has Become Its Own Worst Enemy. Like the Soviet Union, he writes, the U.S. is dying from despair. What do we do about it? Is it even vaguely true? What are the similarities between the U.S. and the Soviet Union in its last stages? We will get to all of that. Also, breaking news, the New York Assembly's Judiciary Committee said it will hold hearings this month to decide if it will recommend legislators moving forward with impeaching Governor Andrew Cuomo. The committee chair expects the process to conclude in several weeks. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's resistance to leaving office after a damning investigation from the Attorney General has prompted renewed calls for his impeachment across the state. The investigation conducted by New York Attorney General Letitia James' office found that Cuomo, a Democrat, engaged in unwelcome and non-consensual touching and made comments of a suggestive sexual nature. And this is not a small number of people. It was 11 in the original report, and then there are others who have stepped forward just in the last few days, and there will probably be still more. The Speaker of the New York State Assembly launched the impeachment inquiry against Cuomo in March, said today that impeachment investigation process into the governor could wrap within weeks. You want to make sure things are right, but also done in an expeditious manner, he said. And Carl Heastie went on to say that he reiterated his own comments from last week that assembly members have no confidence in the ability of the governor to remain in office. And it looks like it's almost unanimous, especially since there have now been a number of individuals who have stepped forward and revealed their names, done interviews on CBS and elsewhere, and who are talking about what actually happened to them. Now, this is as a part of filing criminal complaints for fairly recent events and for what would be fairly clearly criminal violations that could be prosecuted by various jurisdictions against the governor. Now, the one thing that I think people should take out of this is just think back for a moment. Go ride back in your time machine to, say, July of 2020, a year ago. And you remember that Andrew Cuomo was a great big hero to Democrats? And there were Democrats who were dreaming, oh, if we could only make him our nominee for president? It's just an indication of how quickly, how radically things can change in this country politically. On CBS this morning, in an exclusive interview, Brittany Camiso, who was known as executive assistant number one in the report against Cuomo, accused Governor Andrew Cuomo very directly of groping and kissing her, and she did so on the air. This is clip 20A.
Executive assistant number one is first. And you were not the first to come forward with allegations of sexual harassment misconduct by the governor. Why do you think your story appears first?
I believe that my story appears first due to the nature of the inappropriate conduct that the governor did to me. I believe that he groped me, he touched me, not only once, but twice. And I don't think that that had happened to any of the other women, the touching. And I believe that because of what had happened to me, that that was the most inappropriate of the actions that he had done.
Okay, why is touching such a big deal? It's because he was her boss. And because, as she said, she was worried because he was her boss, that if she complained about it or made some kind of report, she would be the one who suffered, not him. This is 20B.
I didn't say anything this whole time. People don't understand that this is the governor of the state of New York. There are troopers that are outside of the mansion. They are not there to protect me. They are there to protect him. I felt as though if I did something to insult him, especially insult him in his own home, it wasn't going to be him that was going to get fired or in trouble.
No. Well, he is going to get fired and in trouble. This is the soundtrack as the New York State Assembly officially moves into executive session to consider proceeding with the impeachment of Governor Cuomo, clip 7.
I hereby move, pursuant to the provisions of the Public Officers Law, Section 105, that this committee conduct its meeting relative to the status and progress of the investigation into the existence of grounds for the impeachment of the governor in executive session, at which only the members of this committee and its counsels may be present. Is there a second?
Second.
Any opposition? That motion carries. Thank you. We're about to go into executive session.
Okay, that's the Judiciary Committee, I believe. This is all so dazzlingly disgusting and stupid. In other words, for someone like Andrew Cuomo, who grew up around politics, his father was governor for 3 terms. His father, I believe, was also attorney general. As Andrew Cuomo was before becoming governor. 3 terms as governor. And he thinks it's okay to basically put his hands on on part of his security detail, one of his bodyguards. It's a very, very strange development. You may remember there was another Democratic governor who survived a much less but also highly publicized scandal. Governor Ralph Northam of Virginia, he's leaving office. He's going to be replaced this year either by Glenn Youngkin, who is a fine Republican candidate who deserves widespread support, or Terry McAuliffe, who is a retread, a governor coming back. You're term limited in Virginia, 1 term at a time. So he's trying to run again. But this is what Governor Northam said. He was the one caught up in the blackface controversy when he was asked by Major Garrett of CBS if Cuomo should resign. Listen.
Do you believe Governor Cuomo, as President Biden said, should resign?
Well, what's happening in New York is very, very unfortunate. The accusations and what this investigation brought out from these individuals is very troubling. I will let the people of New York decide his fate. I think that's the most appropriate thing. I've certainly got enough on my plate in Virginia not to get into New York politics.
Is part of your reticence related to what you went through here in Virginia, where many people called for you to resign and you didn't? You stayed in the office and you have rebuilt relationships in the Commonwealth of Virginia with many constituencies, but there was a time not too long ago when you were subject to exactly this kind of external pressure.
Well, but I would say there's a significant contrast between what he is being alleged to have done and what I went through 35 years ago. So it's apples and oranges. But for him,
in terms of the underlying conduct, point yes. taken. But in terms of prominent members of your own party saying you need to go or consider going, you didn't, and is that why you're reticent to say the same thing about Governor Cuomo?
No, it's just like I said earlier, I've got enough on my plate here in Virginia.
Okay, and he's right, and he's leaving anyway. And it sounds like when he says, let the people of New York decide, it can't be talking about voters. We will be right back on the MedVet Show. He's called capitalism the greatest thing humanity has ever accomplished, and he warns socialism is trickle-up poverty. That's the internationally acclaimed CEO and free market champion John Mackey, the keynote speaker at this year's Washington Policy Center annual dinner in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency. Yep, in person in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency on October 1st. Tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The governor of Virginia that we're just quoting, Ralph Northam, had said, we'll leave it to the people of New York to decide. Now, if he's talking about the people of New York, meaning let's wait till the election when Andrew Cuomo is attempting to be renominated by the Democratic Party. Not going to happen. And he's planning to win re-election to a fourth term, according to all reports. He still has that in mind. Again, this is a kind of madness that I think involves somebody who grew up with a sense of entitlement because his daddy was the governor and his brother, obviously, is a very famous host on CNN, who, by the way, what a horrible position for Chris Cuomo to be in, or for anyone associated with Andrew Cuomo. And again, I think part of what it means, it's that lesson that Americans should never forget. When it comes to politicians, sure, it's great to be smart. It's great to be experienced. It's great to have good people skills. But finally, as people, it's been a Republican slogan for a long time, character counts. And someone with a self-destructive, irresponsible, wretched character, as I think it's safe to say Governor Cuomo appears to have, should not be in a position of high public trust. Nor should other people with characterological and obvious faults. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. That was one of the messages, too, of this piece. America has become its own worst enemy, like the Soviet Union. The U.S. is dying from despair. This is fascinating. Ed West writes, alcohol played a central part in the demographic collapse that preempted the political fall of the USSR. It was back in the 1970s that people first started noticing that the Soviet people were starting to die younger. The decline in life expectancy affected not only the old, but the middle-aged. There's no famine, no foreign invasion, no natural disaster. Instead, people were drinking themselves to death out of despair. A country in which life is getting shorter and worse for its citizens has no future. Russia's birth rate had long collapsed. Two things drive higher fertility in wealthy countries: religion and affordability. All the major religions promote childbearing, give prestige and status to women who have children, and men who stick around. On top of that, attending a church, mosque, or synagogue is associated with a number of measures of well-being that breed optimism. The second factor is money. If both partners in a couple must work in order to survive, fertility is going to be severely depressed. The Soviet Union had extensive daycare provisions for mothers, but it was nowhere near enough to make up for the shortfall caused by the mediocre wages. Back in the 1970s, Russian women marveled at how their American counterparts could afford to leave work while they had children. The New York Times reported at the time, they express astonishment when they learn that an American father can support a family of two, three, or even four children without his wife's working. Many are also surprised that American women would willingly have more than one child. For them, it was a huge struggle to raise just one. Now, what he's saying is, this sounds like the United States today, and he also talks about, in the United States, what he calls a new way of thinking. Progressivism is probably the fairest term, is far less tolerant than liberalism. Indeed, in its hostility to freedom of speech, its Manichaean worldview, its suspicion that its opponents are fascists, and the belief that politics should be inserted into everything from science to children's books, it is closer to the totalitarian tradition. American progressivism is not communism, obviously, any more than its opponents are Nazis. The market is perfectly capable of achieving most progressive goals. And America has become more culturally left-wing as right-wing economic policies have dominated, globalization being the common theme that links the two. And then he points out globalization came with a price, with millions of jobs lost after the 2001 trade deal with China, made 2 months after George W. Bush had followed the Soviet example by invading Afghanistan. It was on those former industrial heartlands where people first began to notice an epidemic of drug-related deaths that now constitutes one of the greatest social disasters in history. He's talking about the people, more than people who die of traffic accidents, more than people who die of murder or suicide, people who die of drug overdoses. 4 decades from its superpower rival, the United States, writes Ed West, had now become a country in which people were dying younger, driven by overdoses and suicides. That this epidemic took so long to register may have been the solitary and often legal nature of the drug problem. Unlike AIDS, it did not affect too many celebrities. Like the Soviet Union, the United States has developed a system in which some social classes and races are officially favored. And he goes on, and he says that under this theory, each racial group should have equal representation in elite institutions, which means that depending on their race, Americans must achieve different scores to attend certain colleges. Equality is achieved through inequality, according to this idea. If this sounds illiberal, indeed un-American, that is because it is not unlike the nationalities policy created by communist revolutionaries and under which the Russian majority was officially discriminated against in certain positions. What do we do? Well, basically what Ed West is saying is it may be too late. He says America, once the most trusting of societies, is heading in the direction of Russia, one of the least trusting. Most disturbing of all is that formerly the most demographically vibrant of Western countries, today the United States has suffered a spectacular collapse in fertility. This is mostly down to stagnant wages among the middle class, who can no longer afford a family with one breadwinner, and a rapid decline of religious faith. But maybe people have also lost belief in themselves and the ideals of their country. Why? Why? Because of the frustration with stagnant wages? And the idea that wages have been entirely stagnant, of course, one of the things to keep in mind is a standard of living by many measures has actually gone up. Larger houses, more cars, more things, but yes, also more debt and more anxiety. And it seems to me more conspiratorial thinking and more of the impact of new media. Speaking of which, new media, what's the truth that the government hasn't gotten to yet about unidentified aerial phenomenon? We'll tell you about a new project coming up.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All U.S. service members will have to roll up their sleeves for COVID-19 shots by mid-September. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the mandatory order could happen sooner depending on formal approval of available vaccines.
It was in the Secretary's determination an ample amount of time to prepare, keeping in mind that we may have to move sooner based on FDA approval.
In a letter to U.S. military forces, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is urging all service members to get vaccinated and not wait for a mandate. Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is accusing Democrats of seeking to tax and spend the United States into oblivion. The Kentucky senator warning about inflation and again vowing to withhold Republican support from efforts to raise the national debt ceiling. This is USA Radio News.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With the dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
And back with the Michael Medved Show. There was a tremendous amount of publicity last month when the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, ONDNI, released a preliminary report about the national security implications of what are called unidentified aerial phenomena. That's UAP. And actually, this is obviously something that people used to look at as UFOs and to think it was all extraterrestrial. It's a very complicated, fascinating, and unresolved issue. And even before this release, there was a project going on called the Genesis 2 Project. We have two of the principals with us. And they both have remarkable and very profoundly significant backgrounds in the sciences and in national security. Dr. J.C. Van Valkenburg is a Ph.D. in molecular physiology and biophysics. She has worked at the Los Alamos National Laboratories with a top-secret TSQ, federal security clearance. And that same clearance was earned by Deborah LePrevote, who is a 20-year veteran of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Ladies, thank you very, very much for joining us on the show. Let me ask you, first of all, what does the security clearance that you've achieved, what does that bring specifically to your work with the Genesis 2 project?
One of the things that G2P has tried to do was bring a team together of trusted scientists. And so the fact that most of us have worked in situations that required high-level security clearance just adds to the validation that the people brought together to investigate UAPs as part of the Genesis 2 project have done what it takes to have the background and the expertise and the knowledge and the trustworthiness to carry that type of security clearance.
Is it your estimation that there is more information that with direct national security implications that we either need to continue to research or that the public needs to know?
I would say that at this time, it's pretty good news because unidentified aerial phenomena are being photographed and observed daily. Every day there are photographs and video taken in the United States and around the world of UFOs. And there has been no documented hostility or negative interaction. I think what creates the cause for concern to the U.S. security is that these, whatever they are existing within U.S. airspace, and they are interacting with U.S. and commercial aircraft. They're being, you know, viewed by and observed by pilots. So whenever there's something that we don't know or are unable to identify is operating with our airspace, that is always just an area for concern.
Does the Genesis 2 project start this investigation, which you've been going has been going on for more than 4 years? Did you start this investigation with any preconceptions about what you were either expecting or hoping to find?
No, not at all. When we had data collections going on prior to that 4 years, and just as the data was amassing and we were looking at it, then we started thinking, what is this telling us? This is telling us that something is going on. We don't know what it is, but something is happening. And how do you really address information that is unknown? You have to address it scientifically. And, you know, because a scientific way of addressing information that's unknown really gives you a systematic approach where you are supposed to have no bias when you go in. You don't ever enter a scientific study thinking it is definitely this and I'm going to prove it, or it is definitely not this and I'm going to prove that. So you go into it with a completely unbiased idea of what the information is going to tell you, and that will lead your next step. And so when we started G2P, it was specifically for that purpose. It was to look at this information from a scientific standpoint with people who have an open mind and are just able to shed all of their preconceptions and just see, what is this telling us?
There was a piece in the Wall Street Journal recently by a writer named Shapiro who suggested this might be part of what was seen and identified and monitored and photographed, even that it all might be indications of some potentially hostile earthly power, Russia or China or some other combination of powers, that were trying to test the American defensive capabilities and to send out some drone projects that would mislead our defensive capabilities. Do you think that's a credible interpretation of the data that you've accumulated?
A lot of what we've seen is that it is voluminous, and it's found everywhere. It's not just found over the United States. UFOs have been photographed all over the world and daily. So if they were a possible hostile nation trying to test our borders, testing our capabilities, that they would be doing it all over the world and, and everywhere. I mean, in 50 to 100 locations a day. It seems difficult to fathom. And again, the items that are being photographed and captured in video defy any known technologies. So that leaves the door. That's why the door is open to further scientific study.
Another interesting aspect of these documentations is that we are not seeing one or two different models of UAP. We are seeing hundreds. And it is very unlikely that that I would say another government would be testing hundreds of different prototypes
at one time for multiple years.
No, no. This is all extraordinary and very important. And have you thought about reaching out to three people in the news very recently, Branson, Bezos, and Elon Musk, who seem to have an independent and passionate interest in space exploration and the science associated with it? Have they taken an interest in this at all?
They would be wonderful to talk to or to collaborate with, because the thing is, in science, when you start doing research, you're doing it automatically from your perspective, what you are interested in, the field that you think it may help. For example, I'm interested in physics, so I look at it from a physics standpoint. However, when you get, you need people outside of your discipline and outside of your field to look at your data as well once you start getting findings. Because the thing is, they're going to look at your findings and they're going to look at it from their interest and perspective. So for example, they're interested in technology. They're interested in aircraft, in space, in aircraft that have space capabilities. And so they would be able to look at the findings that we get from this information and see how it would be able to advance their own fields. And what's so interesting about those three people that you've mentioned is that they're all very innovative thinkers. And in science, anytime you're working in an interdisciplinary group, you have to find other scientists that think outside the box, because those are the innovative thinkers. Those are the ones that know their field and know how to push their field outside of the box. And those three people are those kinds of thinkers.
And I hope that you continue to reach outside the box. A great honor to be speaking to two of the principals with the Genesis 2 project, Dr. J.C. Van Valkenburg and Deborah LePravant. Godspeed on your work. If people want to catch up with what you were doing, you'll find all the information posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back on the Medved Show. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Those of you who tuned in to our special show that we aired on Friday, that was Hiroshima Day, the day that America ended World War II and ended the killing with the dropping of the atomic bomb. We did a special show on myths and mistakes about World War II. If you heard part of it or if you heard all of it, and you want access to more shows like that about crucial controversies in American history, then join us as a MedHead Plus member. This is a new offer, and I had mentioned that we were going to be bringing it to a close. I don't know when they're going to be bringing it to a close, but they have extended it because of the public response, so you can get access to streaming of any of our history shows, and there's scores of them, at MedVet History Store. You can take a look at the catalog and see what we have available. That's all available to you at no cost as a MedHead Plus member, which as an introductory rate is just $79 for a year. That, of course, comes to 22 cents a day, and you also have access to the show, being able to stream the show and to do so commercial-free. And, of course, all these shows are commercial-free as well. Go to michaelmedved.com. Take advantage of a very special discounted price at just $79 a year at michaelmedved.com. Makes a great gift, too. All right, speaking of great gifts, right now there are all sorts of problems crowding in on the Democratic Party. The Washington Post, and we'll be talking about this yesterday, just did a blistering editorial against Joe Biden and against Kamala Harris. Remember, she's supposed to be in charge of getting control of the border. And the Post said something that is, I think, unquestionably true. They have no plan for immigration or border control. And remember, he even had acknowledged that one of the biggest mistakes of the Obama administration had nothing to do with the non-masking at his birthday party, but it had everything to do with the fact that he came in having promised he would take care of immigration reform. He'd move forward on that. He waited until the very end of his second term What's Biden waiting for? It's an emergency right now. Jonathan Swan of Axios, who is by no means a conservative, I think he tries to be a fair reporter, he said this about the Biden plan regarding border security. This is clip 12.
President Biden's advisors view the border situation as among, if not the biggest political liability that they have. The polling on it is pretty stark. Voters do not give him high marks for his handling of immigration. So what they've done is really try to keep it off the front burner, not talk about it, focus on COVID and the economy, occasionally address it when they feel the need to offer reassurance. But the fact is, as you laid out, the numbers are the highest they've been in two decades. It hasn't been seasonal. They continued through July. And there are a number, there are problems with COVID with this migrant community.
Okay. The need for Biden to actually lay out at least a vision for what the immigration reform and border security would look like that he had promised, that is something that has to happen. Because this issue of the border, together with two other issues, are issues of profound vulnerability for Joe Biden and Democrats across the country. There's another issue, and that's a trickier issue politically, but I think it's still going to count against Biden very profoundly. Dan Crenshaw, the rising young Republican congressman from Texas, was speaking at a Young America's Foundation event. I've spoken at many of those events and appreciate that organization a great deal. And Congressman Crenshaw, former Navy SEAL, you would recognize him. He lost an eye fighting for his country. Had recent problems with his other eye, but that seal appears to be better. In any event, he talked about the U.S. pulling out of Afghanistan, where the news has been tough today. Here's Congressman Crenshaw, clip 4.
I think Americans are pretty sick of nation building, but the general public can't really distinguish between 200,000 troops and nation building, which does seem like a waste of money to a lot of people and a lot of waste of resources. But they can't distinguish between that and keeping a security presence that prevents another 9/11. People ask all the time, well, what did we get in the last 20 years of war? No more 9/11s. That's what we got. That's a pretty good deal. And, you know, guys like me are not victims. We're hungry to get out there and kill some bad guys. And it's just what we do. And I wish they weren't there. I wish they didn't wake up every morning and try to plan attacks on the homeland. But that is what they'll do when they have the operational space and the timing and the comfort level to do so. Afghanistan is quickly going to fall into a pre-9/11 kind of situation. Very, very quickly. Now, I don't know what they're going to do with all that freedom. I don't think they're going to build a really nice, happy civilization. I don't think they're going to let women go to school. I think they're going to hang people in the soccer fields and murder people. I think that's probably what they're going to end up doing. And they're going to create a kind of a home base for a lot of terrorists. So, and I hope that we've got a plan for that. But that's generally why I have an aversion to just rapidly pulling out.
Okay, he's not the only one who has an aversion from rapidly pulling out. We'll be speaking tomorrow with retired Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, security expert, about what is going on in Afghanistan. And, of course, it's a vulnerability politically. And then the other vulnerability is just the complete split of the Democratic Party and some of the radical voices that are not going to go away and seem to be every bit as hostile to Biden as Republicans are. So what happens? We will get to that. Is that group of tough guys, supposedly leftist progressives, is that the equivalent of the Suicide Squad? Well, that movie actually did not do nearly as well as many experts had expected at the box office. Listen to the review.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Viola Davis plays a top-secret government operative who sends an assemblage of criminals and misfits on a deeply dubious mission of dangerous foreign intrigue in the new version of the DC comic book, The Suicide Squad, now playing in theaters and streaming on HBO Max.
Successfully complete the mission, you get 10 years off your sentence.
We're all gonna die.
I hope so.
That's Idris Elba as Bloodsport, who joins the cast with Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn, John Cena as Peacemaker, and Sylvester Stallone, or at least his voice, as a walking, somewhat talking King Shark. Unlike the previous attempt 5 years ago to make a successful film about this comic book material, this version dispenses with the Joker and emphasizes outrageous humor, not twisted nightmares. Rated R for grotesque violence and graphic sexuality. 2.5 stars for The Suicide Squad, which is both artful and appalling. Okay, it is The Suicide Squad, as to be distinguished from Suicide Squad without the "the," which was the movie released 5 years ago. Again, this got positive reviews almost across the board, and yet people were, I guess they have enough bad news, they didn't need to go in to see people's heads exploding and limbs being chopped off and every kind of cruelty. Actually, you can see that cruelty in Afghanistan. You can see it in many parts of the Middle East, unfortunately, but we will be speaking tomorrow with Ralph Peters, and he summarizes what's going on. He says, Taliban seizes 6th straight provincial capital during their road trip across northern Afghanistan as the Yankees continue to watch their lead evaporate. He's not talking about the New York Yankees here. He's talking about us. And then there's a woman named Ruth Whitman who has written a great deal about why boys have fallen so far behind girls in most measures of success. Now, why? Because boys don't learn that feelings matter. They're not taught that. So what does that mean? What do we do about it? We'll talk to her next time on the MedVed Show. And then a Major League Baseball fan shouted out the word dinger, but it was misunderstood. Guess how? We'll talk about it next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.